This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. On this story of stories, the return of Meng Wanzhou, we should start at the beginning. It was Donald Trump's idea to damage a great technical rival in the field of technology, modern technology, Huawei. He told Canadian government to make an arrest on Meng Wanzhou, who was a businesswoman. She had committed no crime in Canada. Her company functions in Canada to this day with no issues of criminality. But Donald Trump, who is a bully, doesn't everybody agree? A bully made the decision. So it starts with Donald Trump. It follows with the Prime Minister of Canada permitting this to go ahead, permitting the arrest to happen. The way it happened involved border personnel taking from her personal, her phone and her iPad. And also because they didn't tell her that she was facing any charges, she cooperated and gave them the password. Canadian personnel then took her phone and the other items that she had, electronic items, and handed them to the FBI. So that was the behavior of a vassal. And Canadians being told now, well, you see, our lesson here is that we're going to have to learn to stand up to bullying. You can't be bullied. I would say you must mean by Trump. It's Trump who bullied you. And it was Biden who came in and sat on the file for a while. Why is she released? My guess is it's because Biden, confronting China, had to recalibrate how smart the decision of his predecessor was. It was a act like a pirate. Donald Trump told the world, told Reuters in an interview, if he could get a good deal, a trade deal with China, he would, he put that actively, he would intervene to send her back to China in order to get a deal, which means that had we had a sovereign government, self-respecting government, they would have thrown the case out immediately because the president of the United States is acknowledging that he is playing a hostage game. He is playing it. Not the Chinese, he's playing it. Trump, the bully. As George Galloway said about Australia recently, and some others did, Australia recently agreed to this submarine deal. And they said, oh, that's because they're worried about China. And this person laughed and said, no, they're afraid of the United States. The United States wants something done, you do it. John Mearsheimer, American political scientist, you can find him online speaking in Australia, in which he's talking to Australian scholars. And he says, I hope you all understand that you must never cross the United States, because you will wish you hadn't. He's put it just like that. And if you can hear, as all reporters of this speech said, you can hear nervous laughter in the room. And Canada is worried about bullies. The bully is in Washington. And there was absolute terror. There's terror here at crossing them. Only we have, of course, O'Toole, who wants to be a tool. He says, I'll do it. Puts his hand up. He's the only kid in class that wants to be to do dirty work for a living. But that's the problem. People say, oh, what about our relations with China going forward? Well, you've already revealed, all the leaders of our political parties revealed, they're going to do what the Americans say. So you can take that off the table. That is not an issue for Canada. They'll do as they're told. that John Mearsheimer said, you don't want to cross the U.S. But we're going to be going on to other matters. I would just point out one last thing. Also in the news, President Obrador of Mexico had a conference of South American states. Mexico is a North American state, but they had a meeting. And attending the meeting in person was President Maduro of Venezuela. And I think that's very important for the Canadian government. We have a trade agreement with Mexico. We speak of the three countries, Canada, United States, Mexico. We're the North American package. President Maduro was with President Obrador, and as part of a regional gathering of states, which has a name I can't tell you offhand. But this is very important because the Prime Minister of Canada thinks that the President of Mexico is named Guaido. The Canadian authorities, and I think all the Canadian parties, still think that this character, Guaido, is the president. They also formed something called the Lima Group, except that nobody can find it now. But if you want to get up to date and have a modern country and one that is part of the real world, people have to pay attention. Obrador hosted President Maduro. That's news, and it isn't, by the way, you will not find it in the Toronto Star, the Globe and Mail. They do not think it's important because neither Obrador nor Maduro is a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM, and we have an interview coming up with Marcelin Duamungu.